Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
Sorry, Jay, I just saw your text from last night. Are you still in the restaurant?
No. What?
Oh, shoot. Hi, John Potter with Jay Biggs. Good morning. This is live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. And we are live today.
That's right. And we are going to be doing a lot of live storm coverage, especially for the local areas here, because, man, it has not let up on us, John. I mean, we had a couple days this last week where it was like, maybe things will be okay. But, man, it's back.
A lot to talk about with the weather. And Jay's going to get to the road conditions. He's checking them now. But we have a top story, which is a real tragedy near Stagecoach in Lyon County. A care flight with five people aboard crashed last night at about 9:15.
Oh, man.
The plane was found at about 11:15, according to the Central Lyon County Fire Department. There were no survivors. All five were killed.
Oh, man.
That includes a flight nurse, a paramedic, the pilot, the patient, and a patient's family member. Now, this was not a helicopter. This was a small plane, a 2002 Guardian Flight Pilatus PC-12 single-engine propeller plane registered to a flight company that Remzo works with in Utah. Weather reports from the scene say there were light winds in Stagecoach at the time of the crash, which is now being investigated by the National Transportation Safety Board. Because of the crash, CareFlight has stopped all their flights for now.
How does that work? I mean, if somebody's hurt or sick,
Yeah, good question. I'm wondering about that. I guess they think that they have to check the planes that are still in operation.
I know a couple of folks over at Remzo. Maybe I'll try to give some calls or something.
Yeah.
During the breaks and find out what that means exactly. Because to me, I mean, you would think, you know where the plane was coming from? Do we know?
No.
Seems like a very rural area.
No. Remzo works. Now, CareFlight is not just Reno. CareFlight is also Utah,
right,
which is a company out there. And they work the same planes back and forth. But this was in our area. This is like 40 miles, 45 miles southeast of Reno. That's where a Stagecoach is right there.
Right.
Right by Highway 50. The people who rushed to... I mean, this is heartbreaking. Somebody who needed help and the professional experts who rushed to give it to them.
Right.
God rest their souls. It's horrible when rescuers lose their lives while trying to help others.
Agreed.
Always grateful for Remzo and CareFlight. Always. At the time of this crash, pass was closed. I mean, 50 was rough. And somebody was in need of emergency medical attention. They couldn't even fly above the storm. These are small planes.
I didn't even know they were still doing the propeller planes for.
They don't fly that high. It had to go through the storm. It was low enough where people could hear the plane and the crash. It was just 2 miles from homes where that plane went down.
Well, that's sad. Okay. I mean, so we don't know any information about like where it came from, like where it took off from.
No, or the who the names were with the patient and the patient's family member and such.
Yeah. Well, again, horrible rest in peace to those folks.
Now, thing you check is the weather, but the weather really wasn't bad. The winds were going about 12 miles per hour. But two things: it was at night. Okay, there's always a bit of a danger with nighttime visibility, getting your bearings,
and single engine.
Well, that's another thing. Single engine. When one engine goes, that's it. A two engine plane could, you know, possibly keep it going in an emergency. But anyway, we're going to be following this again. CareFlight, five people aboard, crashing at about 9:15 last night. Stagecoach, Nevada, which is about 45 miles southeast of Reno. Well, there are folks who are working today, but thank goodness it's not the crowds that fill the highways Monday through Friday. That would be something.
Right.
Up to another foot of snow fell here in the valley yesterday, and it has not melted. Major roads and highways are plowed, but very slippery.
I will say, you experienced that.
I was going to ask you.
Well, how it was. I mean, I've been reporting from my home studio down there, Mount Rose Highway, all week, and just didn't want to brave the roads, really. And you know, coming up here today from South Reno, near the Summit Mall area, there, it is slick. What happened? You need to keep your tires in the lanes where you can see other people have driven. Because what happens is if you just go a little off to the side in the slush, you get in the slush, that slush can grab your tires and pull you around and hydroplane you. That's really the big issue.
But on the other hand, that's the slipperiest part of the road when it's the packed down snow. I just tried to walk into the building and where it's packed down.
It's the slickest.
Super slippery.
But on the roads, it's that friction between the tires. It's heated up. It's actually heated up. So when you're driving, for instance, on a freeway, you do want to watch for those lanes where they have driven. Versus a surface street, maybe not. Parking lots, I get what you're saying.
Go to YouTube and check out the new viral videos of the Teslas in Tahoe sliding down hills. Oh. Everybody was sliding down hills around Tahoe. Yeah. And they're sliding down sideways on a highway, and they just slam into a car, and the cars all line up all...
I have wondered about the whole Tesla thing, because they don't seem like, I mean, maybe the bigger ones like the Model X maybe or something, but they don't seem like they're made for snow.
Not made for winter.
Yeah.
I mean, so, the colder it is.
There's one getting on the freeway now.
The colder it is, the less time the battery's going to work, too.
Well, yeah.
And I brought this up before. If your Tesla breaks down, it's not an easy fix. They have to use a special. They can't just tow it either. They have to lift it up into a bed of a truck.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I talked to a Tesla. That's not a rumor. I talked to a Tesla guy. He just found all this stuff out. So.
Well, regardless.
Anyway, where were we?
Well, we were talking about Tahoe snow and Teslas and stuff. But, the snow, though, I mean, I got to tell you, it's not letting up.
No.
We got another week of this, right?
Yes. And what fell yesterday really hasn't melted. Our temperature stayed around.
I will say it's still not as bad as what we had New Year's.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's one good thing about it.
Our New Year's here in Reno are always iffy, right?
Right.
You never know if you're going to get a flood or what.
Major roads and highways are plowed, but they're very slippery. Other roads are just piled high with snow. 80 was closed at Donner Summit for much of the day yesterday. Northbound 580 was closed for 3 hours at the Reno Airport. Dozens of flights were canceled. Most of them were Southwest. Schools, UNR, TMCC, all closed for the day, along with Reno City Hall Recreation Centers. The governor ordered state offices in Northern Nevada to close early at 3 p.m. yesterday. Now, Washoe County Public Schools, because of this, they get an added day of classes because of the snow. So they had like this snow day budget where you could, you know, not have to make up when the schools were closed. But there have been so many closures for weather that they ran out of those contingency days.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
So from now on in the school year, when there's another snow day, here's their solution. It's Zoom. You gotta learn online.
I was just going to say thank you to Washoe County School District for being my alarm this week at 5:30 a.m. every day to let me know that school is going to be 2 hours late or it's going to be canceled. But I will say this, you're right. Having the two kids that I do in Damani High School, they called the contingency days are all. So now it's going to kind of be going back to like the COVID learning, I guess, for those days. And they will provide laptops and stuff like that, too, apparently. So there's a pre-recorded message that was sent to all. Yeah, Washoe County.
At least they'll learn something. The thing that always bugged me is when they kept closing the schools. I don't know how many days they're allowed to close it and not teach during the day.
Yeah.
That's kind of ripping off the kids. So the distance learning, that's going to be the new replacement if there's a snow day, not a day off. Also, the ACT exam scheduled for this morning at Galena High School has been postponed, and that exam for college admission has been rescheduled for April 16th, the Sierra Avalanche Center says a backcountry avalanche warning is in effect for the central Sierra Nevada mountains, all the way from Ebbets Pass north to Yuba Pass. That's up by Route 49. And that includes all of the Tahoe area. Backcountry avalanche warning. And folks, that is a high avalanche danger through this morning there. As for the roads at this moment, Jay? What you got?
Well, taking a look at the roads right now, all upper elevation routes, chain and snow tire requirements are going to be in effect. There's just no question about that. What I can tell you is that as far as closures go, around Emerald Bay on South Lake Tahoe on the 89, that is closed off, but all other routes are just currently open, but chains are mandatory over 80. Now, as you go on 431 Mount Rose Highway, they're also mandatory as well, and on the 50 between Carson and South Lake, and the 207, of course. But one thing is that chains are required. They're not mandatory as you go east of town, and believe it or not, that's going to go from Fernley over to Fallon on the 50. Also, if you're going to be going on the 95A anywhere between Urington and Fernley area, you're going to see those chain and snows as well. Of course, on the 341 up towards Virginia City, and the 50 has them right now near Stagecoach where that plane crash happened.
Too. I'm checking out the comments on the CHP Truckee Twitter page.
Uh-huh.
You want to hear some of these comments?
Sure. Let's hear.
Please keep 80 closed until Monday. The last thing Tahoe needs is rude Bay Area people up here who don't care about anyone but themselves. Oh, and a trucker writes, how about no cars and truckers only? You know, the guys to deliver your groceries so you can eat and your medicines. Let the trucks go through to clean out some of the truck stops. It's costing these drivers lots of money to sit.
It is.
As for cars, the CHP was emphasizing, and I noticed this on their website too, passenger vehicles only allowed on 80, and I never thought of it. But yeah, we have some people who will take a motorcycle and attempt the snowy highway too. There had to be some people doing this for them to put in big red capital letters on the top, passenger vehicles only. Have you ever heard that before?
No, I never have.
And the storm is still hitting hard to our east. Thousands of flights around the U.S. were canceled yesterday. Thousands more could be canceled this weekend as the storm is barreling now eastward toward the country.
All right. So cool. All right. Well, we're going to have part two of the news here.
Yeah, we got another closure, DMV. No driver's licenses today, but that's not weather related. But yeah, let's continue this.
Yeah, we will. Okay, so give us just a moment. We're going to pay some bills and be right back. We are going to open up the phone lines. They're 775-884-9910. We're going to have producer Phil this morning do that. And as well, we're going to get our remote PC back up on the screen so we can see exactly what we're doing. It's live and local right here on 99.1 FM Talk and Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
775-884-9910 is our phone number here at Live and Local on 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 with John and Jay, and we are talking weather this morning, so if there's something that's going on in your neck of the woods within listening range, please let us know exactly what you're seeing out there. Once again, that number 775-884-9910, John.
And we're following the real tragedy near Stagecoach in Lyon County, where a CARE flight with five people aboard crashed last night a little after 9 o'clock. Five people dead. Somebody I just heard from somebody in Virginia City said they heard that plane. I guess it was flying low because people were also quoted who live in Stagecoach, 2 miles away from where that crash happened, said they could certainly hear that plane flying low. And for the person who asked why fly in that weather, they fly because they're heroes.
Right.
This was in a medical emergency, and REMSA, CARE flight, five people.
I guess we're going to... The real truth will come out as far as what happened.
Yes.
Once the black
box.
Well,
we'll follow it.
Well, yeah, of course. I
that'll take time with the black box, but National Transportation Safety is already on their way there.
Right.
If they haven't arrived already.
Probably so.
All right. As if the DMV is not difficult enough lately, they say they will not issue any driver's licenses today. It's not because of the weather. They say they can't because there's going to be a planned network outage that will impact their system today. Why they're not doing this on Sunday when the DMV is closed, I don't know. But
well,
they just one challenge after another to get something there. All Nevada DMV offices affected today. They won't issue the new licenses while the system is down. throughout Saturday.
What do you need a license for?
What do you need a license plate for, from what I'm seeing?
Oh, yeah. Well, driver's licenses or just license plates?
License plates. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Well, the prisoners get a day off.
Road rage that led to murder has sent a 20-year-old man from Sparks to jail for at least 22 years. Isaiah Norwood intentionally plowed into a motorcyclist back February 2021, killing 19-year-old Thomas Schlesinger in a strip mall in East Sparks. Norwood fled the scene but was arrested in Douglas County 2 days later. I am hearing that road rage is on a definite increase around town. Is this true?
I think so.
I try not to drive much. You drive a lot.
Well, being an
Uber driver, do you notice? Is it noticeable that road rage has been on the increase in the past couple of years? Or better yet, folks, you can call us and tell us your experience. Is this true? 775-884-9910, Jay?
Yeah, that's actually a great question. And, you know, I mean, I've seen stuff happen before. Like for instance, with a biker, I was going 395, 580 north. And as you know, if you're getting on to 395 going north from Moana, it's pretty much the same lane as you exit off at Plum here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a guy coming up on a motorcycle. My car has that like technology where it tells you if someone's there or something. I turned my blinker on. I don't know if he got over or what, and the car didn't recognize him or something, but he felt cut off.
What did he do?
He got right in front of me, slowed down on the freeway, and this is while everything was fine. He got slowed down to about 30. Had his tire about 6 inches from the front bumper of mine, was flipping me off, yelling at me, something. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just people, and this is a open carry state. I'm sorry, but of all the states that you want to like have road rage in, this is the dumbest one. You might get a gun pulled on you.
You know, in all of Jay's road rage stories, he's never the bad guy.
Well, I am the bad guy. Just ask.
You know where I hear the most road rage stories? Where they come from?
Where?
Fast food drive-thrus. People like, it's supposed to be fast food, but the person in front of some people are not thinking fast enough.
Really?
And that's where the arms come out and the horns go, you know.
See, when you go to, I'm sorry, but there's three locations. There's Dutch Brothers. Mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out. If you go to any of those places, you should expect that you're sitting in a line for an hour or two.
Well, yeah.
It didn't used
to be that way.
No, it didn't seem to. But
I don't know if it's the restaurants or the people.
Why would people in a drive-thru, like, what? Is it just like maybe someone's on their cell phone and they don't see that the person in front of them moved? So they, like, you know.
No, they think people are taking too much time in front of them. Yeah, they're hungry. Anyway.
Well, listen, let me ask you, hold on, let me just, on a sidebar of that.
Yeah.
Do you and Kathy eat out? I don't see you guys as being fast food people that often. Are you?
Not often.
Well, I know she loves her Cheetos.
I love restaurants. I love to sit down and be served.
Yeah, but I'm talking fast food like a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Wendy's.
Yes, we do go to McDonald's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have the McDonald's app, which my ex-wife thought was hilarious that, oh my God. You have the McDonald's app on your
phone. You have the Domino's app, too. And you rave about that.
Don't knock it. My gosh.
but the reason I ask this is because when you get your food from the people at the McDonald's, don't you take a second and just check? Like, just before you drive off?
I should. It's happened, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Anyways.
Yeah. I know somebody who drives so badly. How badly does he drive?
Are you talking about my app through Travelers?
This
insurance?
Person okay. drives so badly, their GPS doesn't speak. It prays.
Well, if you ask Kevin Rainey, I bet you he thinks mine does.
All right, folks. This just came out last night. After 2 years of litigation by environmentalists, the mine is finally given the okay to proceed for a third time.
Lithium.
We're talking about the richest, largest known lithium deposit in the country, and it's right here in Nevada. The fight over Lithium America's Thacker Pass mine in northern Humboldt County by the Oregon border has been before the judge three times in efforts to stop it. But yesterday in Reno, U.S. District Judge Miranda Dew ruled that opponents, quote, failed to make a clear showing of entitlement to the land. Now, folks, here we had environmentalists who have been pushing for an end to fossil fuels, trying to stop the mining of lithium that would power electric cars to fight climate change. Because it would harm the sagebrush. Also trying to stop the mine. I'm not kidding, Jay.
Well, we have global warming outside, so I'm just thinking.
What? Also trying to stop the mine, the Reno Sparks Indian Colony and Summit Lake Paiute Tribe. It's not tribal land. It's federal land. And the BLM approved the mining project back in January 2021. Barring any more legal attempts, the mine is okay to proceed for now and make the state a leader in green energy while bringing in lots of tax revenue. Where do environmentalists think the green energy comes from? Butterflies?
On top of all this, why is it every time there has to do something with a pipeline or energy or anything, the natives get involved? I'm Native American, so sorry if anyone's offended, but I'm just saying
somebody
this from
will
my end.
Why always is it? Oppose it, and everything gets stopped in
the
tracks and everything. Green energy is not 100% clean. It's a dirty business to get the lithium. But what do you want? It's this or fossil fuels. I can't understand this.
Clean coal.
It's just anger. This is, like I said before, China can build a highway in, a month? They can build a building in 3 weeks?
Right.
We can't get anything done in this country.
Well, I hate to say it, but our workforce isn't quite as diligent.
No, it's not that. Oh, well.
They're as diligent, they just won't work as many hours, maybe? I don't know. I mean...
One more before we go to Fox News. Yes, the Wolfpack beat Fresno State in basketball last night. The score 60-56. Nevada's record is now 22-7. The record is 12-4 in the Mountain West. Not bad. The Pack has a week off before hosting our southern nemesis, UNLV, on March 4th, right here in Reno. What a game that is going to be.
Yep.
Now we're going to check the news highlights of the week. The new fire chief in Sparks. You wouldn't believe what happened at IKEA.
Oh, and I was at IKEA last week, so yeah, I want to know what happened. Maybe it involved
me. You want to hear this and what the Biden administration did to our dairy farmers, which is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
So that's after Fox News. You're ahead of me again.
Yeah, right.
All right.
I guess so.
That's after Fox News, which is about to happen.
Yeah. All right, folks, we're going to be right back here on 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith and Mason Valley, it is 92.3.
The FM, new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
Our number here this morning, if you want to chat with us, 775-884-9910. It is live and local with John and Jay, just like we are each and every Saturday morning right here, 9 to noon. Now, John, what do you think? We should take a look at the roads?
Yes, let's do it. John Putter and Jay Biggs here, and Jay is checking traffic. Hey, Jay.
Absolutely. All right, Carson City right now, there's motorist assist on the 580 northbound, mile marker 2, so that's going to be in the Washoe Valley area. Wadsworth injury accident, 80 eastbound, mile marker 33 approximately there. 80 eastbound at Keystone, non-injury collision. Injury collision going on at 395 northbound south of Panther Drive. Pyramid Way at Winnemucca Ranch Road, that's going to be way north out there. There's a motorist assist. Churchill County, 80 westbound at mile marker 71 as well. And let's talk about upper elevations. Chain or snow tire requirements are mandatory pretty much wherever you're going to be going out of town. Now, I can tell you this much right now. They have actually, oddly enough, though, as I said that, they have released the requirements between Reno and Truckee. So after Truckee, though, you still have the chain and snow tire requirements all the way to Colfax. But at least you're able to get through from Reno and Truckee right now, so that's some good news. 431 Mount Rose Highway all the way around the lake on 28 and 341 as well as you go up towards Virginia City has those. And 50 still with those chain and snow time requirements out there and 95 going down into Urington for the folks on 92.3.
News highlights of the week. Sparks new fire chief is Walter White. I'm pausing for Jay to insert a meth joke.
A meth joke? No, I don't have one. Okay.
I kind of feel sorry for Mr. White, but you know he's got to be used to it by now. You know?
Yeah, maybe so.
He says, "Time to put out the fire, Jesse." No, welcome, sir, and I know you'll do a good job.
Well, I got to ask, was he hired by the same company?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe we asked the Sparks mayor when he was here.
Well, So this is the makeup guy.
Yeah,
for
but
the,
this
for the
guy
previous.
Is sounds legit.
Well, no, I'm
now,
not.
Now there's
saying
some
not.
People saying the first guy.
Yeah, I was going to say he was too. I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a technicality or something, right?
Well, that's a legal situation right now. I think they have to settle with the guy.
I'd like to have that guy on maybe. When,
why?
When just to talk like, well, what exactly was the deal?
Troublemaker.
No, I want. Do we not want to get right down to the nitty gritty?
Worldwide, did you know the CEO of IKEA was elected president of Sweden, and he's still assembling his cabinet? Okay, that was a joke. I've never been to IKEA.
I like it. What?
I don't know.
I was at IKEA last Sunday.
You like it? It's in Sacramento,
yeah,
right?
I love IKEA. Yeah, finally we got a little bit of a break in the weather, thank goodness, last week. And me and my lady said, you know what? We have not taken just a walk outside in a long time. Mm-hmm. So bundled up in the car, went over the hill, went to Sacramento, and sat in a park in green grass, took pictures. People are like, where'd you find grass this time of year?
Of all things, IKEA furniture store, of all things, people rave about the food.
Well, they have the Swedish meatballs there.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
You're not a...
Okay. It's just one of those things because you're going to IKEA, you eat it, I think.
I'm not going to Sacramento until they bring back Fry's Electronics.
Which was right across from where...
That was
where...
an awesome store. They lost me now.
That's old school, man. Circuit City? You want Circuit City back too?
That was okay. This week, the Biden Food and Drug Administration proclaimed that the slurry made by grinding up nuts, beans, and grains and mixing them with water can legally be called milk. Yes,
what?
For real. Liquefied oats, soybeans, and almonds are now milk, which changes the meaning of the word milk, right? This is so, we're from the government and here to help, isn't it?
Is it non-binary? Non-bi-dairy.
Milk, by definition, comes from the mammary glands of mammals and nowhere else. Unless the oat milk and the soy identify with mammary glands. I don't know these days.
That's what I'm trying to say. This has got to be a California thing,
that must be what they're thinking. Why is it everything has to conform to the new narrative and agenda here? Words have definite meaning. At least they used to. They were not open for... interpretation, but now words like milk they're changeable now. The difference between almond milk and dairy milk is nuts don't have nipples.
I thought it was
the government is confused about this, and I'm not surprised. When our last Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, can't define what a woman is, that's not a good sign. And no, she couldn't.
I know.
And just like men can call themselves women, nut juice can now call itself milk. If the nuts identify as milk, I guess we have to go along with it.
You might find this kind of semi-funny. On Sunday, of course, you know me. I had a CHP officer pull me over. I got a ticket. And so I called into Placer County, I think is where I got the ticket. On Monday or Tuesday to see how much the ticket was or what it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the joke. I got a laugh out of the lady on the other line because I right as we're about to hang up, I said, is there some sort of program in California where I can just tell them that I was driving over there to get my transitional medications or something that, like, you know, it doesn't matter how fast you guys will pay for the ticket or something? She said, no. But I was trying to think, there's got to be some way. When you're going over to California, you can get out of a ticket if you just tell them you're, like, transitioning into a woman as a man or something. Or, like, there's got to be some way to get out of it, right?
I don't know. I just think milk was a word with meaning, a specific, unwavering, scientific meaning. The nutritious fluid produced by mammary glands. The organs bestowed by nature on female mammals. Not mammals, which identify as females after fifth grade, but actual, real, biological females. The mammary glands produce the milk for the nourishment of the young. Usually this involves a nipple, or two, or ten.
Oh, dear God.
Nipples, not nuts, folks. Or oats and soybeans. Truth in labeling laws, what happened to them? Say you can't call margarine butter, and you can't call Cool Whip whipped cream. And you can't call sparkling cider champagne, so why can you call nut juice milk? It's not accurate. It's dishonest. It creates an equality between products that are not the same.
So are you
They're dramatically different.
So are you saying if you have nuts, you can't have milk-producing nipples? And if you have milk-producing nipples, you can't have nuts?
Well, because the feds say you can now get milk off a tree, that reduces the market share and the income for our American dairy farmers. And that is not right. Actual milk is a gift of nature to be used for things like feeding baby calves and making French onion dip. You don't make milk out of oats.
French onion dip, I love that.
And you don't put milk on oats. Isn't it enough? They've allowed soybeans to be in almost every food on earth now. First time I saw a carton of soy milk, I thought it was Spanish milk.
Soy?
And people think meat causes cancer. They drink a lot of soy milk. But it's all a con. You can't call potatoes oranges. You can't call beef pork. You can't call juice milk. You can't call whitish soy chalk fluid, which is what I call soy milk, milk. And the same goes for you coconut milk people. And our government should not attack the livelihood of America's dairy farmers who support the economies of much of our rural towns and whose product is designed by nature to be nutritionally complete. I don't even know. Do we have dairy farmers that you know of here?
Not.
Okay.
No.
There are a ton where I was born in upstate Rochester, New York. Northern Western New York has a ton of dairy farmers out there.
Right.
Milk comes from nipples. We know this. Nuts don't have nipples. Milk doesn't come from nuts. Joe Biden and his FDA don't understand that. But I will say for the almond milk, you should see the teeny tiny milking machines that they need for these almonds.
Well, I will.
It's really something.
I will say I do actually like almond milk, but.
Have you seen the tiny.
I have not. I've got to see this.
I can picture God asking the angels, what are they doing down there? Well, they're making milk from almonds.
What? I gave them like 8 animals to get milk from.
Right.
And I say all this in support of our nation's dairy farmers, who I'm very familiar with in Western New York. It's a slap in the face to them.
Have you seen the protesters that stand in front of the cow trucks and stuff that are going into these places? And
doing what? What's their problem?
They're just making sure the cows don't get slaughtered or milked or stuff like that.
Well, the dairy farmers don't do that. I mean, and here, everybody blasted President Trump when he put the trade he put the fees on trade, what do you call them,
the tariffs?
Tariffs, yeah. He put tariffs on Canada, and I know this, the media never reported this. The reason he did that is because the dairy farmers in New York could not sell their milk to Canadians.
What?
Well, they could, but the tariffs that Canada put on this for decades was outrageous, and so it was punishing the poor dairy farmers in New York. They have all these hungry people up north. They couldn't, economically sell their milk to them. And so that's why he put on the tariffs against Canada. I don't know about China that much, but that's why Canada. And they never reported that. And I imagine those tariffs are gone now.
It's not lots
fair.
Of other weird things with Canada, like Wroxham Roads. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Wroxham Road? Oh, okay.
Is it an ice cream or something?
No. Okay. In New York, well, it's a
sounds
border.
Like
in
it.
New York, Wroxham Road is a border crossing that's little known into Canada from the United States or vice versa as well. It's stationed right between two huge border crossings that everybody goes through that were on lockdown, but this is the one crossing that was not locked down during the pandemic, and there were people from Rebel News in Canada that were going and literally hiding in the bushes and watching refugees going into Canada during the pandemic from the United States at the Wroxham Road location. So, anyway.
My issue with Canada is, well, actually, it's more our fault. You see so many Canadians here working in the U.S. Especially people in journalism and TV. Peter Jennings was Canadian and everything. Could work in the United States. They make it so hard for an American to work in Canada. It's just not equal. One of the requirements, you need like 6 requirements. One of them, I think, is speaking French. If
No.
Well, you got to make three of the five requirements. That's how it works.
You sound like an American worker in Southern California. You got no Spanish.
But they're doing it smartly. That's, you know, they're making immigration tough, and that's the way it should be.
So. I will tell you this. My father that adopted me is Canadian, and I lived on Vancouver Island for...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, like 3 or 4 years. And anyway, so we moved up from when they adopted me, we moved down to the States where my mom is from. We were in Dallas, Texas area. Then we moved back up to Vancouver Island for a while. Mm-hmm. When that happened, my dad had to send something down to the United States. So he went to the post office. I was with him. And he's like, oh, what do I need? You know, and the lady said something like, oh, these damn Americans, they just make it so hard to send things and do things. And then she's like, I need to see your ID. And then he pulled out his Texas ID and she, she just turned red. So...
There you go.
Well, you listen, any sector, it doesn't matter if it's the gray shirts, the white shirts, people who like pelicans and people who like different kinds of birds or what, you know, there's always going to be some sort of clash between different people. And Canadians and Americans, no matter, we're all humans. Mm-hmm. They just say a lot and they like free medical. Yeah, they like medical, you know, being free and they elected Trudeau. So I don't know about the smarts, but.
Well, coming up in about 10 minutes, we have our Nevada legislature update and conversation. It's a 15-minute segment. It's a regular segment here. And this Saturday, we have Assemblyman Ken Gray, who's going to be calling at 10. He serves District 39, which is Douglas County, part of Lyon County. But we're going beyond that to some of the crazy things that they brought up and are voting on that are pending. Like the one that would ban fluorescent light bulb sales in Nevada.
What?
Yeah, there's there's a bill that prohibits a Nevada restaurant from providing drinking water unless specifically requested by a customer.
Well,
This goes into the, aren't there more important things we need to do file? So we're going to talk to Ken Gray. He's an assemblyman. And the voter ID thing, I want to hear a progress report on that. We have a voter ID bill in the Nevada legislature. So we have the update with what they're doing in Carson City.
The ID, the DMV's not giving them today.
Anyway, not today.
No, not today. All right, we're going to be right back.
And we'll check
here.
Traffic, update you on that horrible plane crash also in Stagecoach, which killed five. John Potter with Jay Biggs every Saturday morning, live and local.
All right, it's 99.1 FM Talk and in Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Our number here is 775-884-9910. I cannot stress to you enough to give us a shout if you would like to talk to us about something here or conversate this morning. We have the Nevada legislator coming in at 10 o'clock. Jim Peckham from Friends in Service Helping, that's Fish, that's in the Carson City area. He's going to be here at 10:30. Jessica Schneider of Junkies is going to be in with us this morning to talk all sorts of crazy. You probably read it on Reddit. And King of the Cage, we've got a giveaway coming at 11:30. We're going to be hooking you up with tickets to go and see them tonight at the Silver Legacy downtown. John, something I figured would be worth at least saying, happy birthday to the Ukraine's... I don't even know what would you call
this? The war. It's been a year. What, yesterday?
Yeah, we've been making Zelensky rich for almost a year now. 250. Tucker Carlson brought this up. $250 million have gone to the Zelensky family in a total over the last year. John, I just got to say, I mean, maybe it's completely off subject, but my care for what's going on in Ukraine, out of 1 in 100. At the most, at the peak of it, has been -50. I don't care. I want this to end. This is costing so much money.
The problem is we have military vets living on the street. I've talked to some.
Right.
But just this week, the president gave away another $500 million to Ukraine. The total we sent there in 2 years is now over $29 billion of our taxpayer money, while our own struggling people and our decaying infrastructure really need it. The need for services for the working poor who can't afford our rents, desperate. Imagine with some of that money, all the incentives to build affordable housing we would have, supporting our people in need in the USA.
We could pay for every kid's school's lunch, breakfast, and for the next I think he said till 2025 or something.
The money pouring into this war in another country is Vietnam all over again. Okay. Call and debate me. Prove me wrong. How soon lawmakers and much of the public forget our history with Vietnam?
Well, I
debated this with somebody. He said, no, this is different. This is about the world. That's what they said about Vietnam. That's exactly what they said about Vietnam.
And what did
we
they
can't
do?
Let them take this much territory and communism and same thing.
What did they do to the fighters when they came back, though? Remember? I mean, they weren't happy with them.
National and that's topic. I hate. You see, I just got a text from my wife saying that you're grousing too much. Say something. Talk about. Yeah, you. I hate soy milk. Okay.
Your wife is up and listening.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Whoa.
So I gotta. She says, talk about what you love. Well, okay. I love you, sweetheart. But okay, I love Tractor Supply. Though I haven't seen one tractor in there, I buy cowboy hats and boots and cat treats and tiny porcelain animals at Tractor Supply.
The Tractor Supply Company. Well, I will say in Urington, they have a couple of places like the Ace Hardware and True Value.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like little kind of small Walmarts in a way.
Yeah, see, I like something.
Little... Yeah.
I wish they wouldn't sell the chicks, though. It is kind of neat to hear them in the store. All right, we got a break for Fox News, top of the hour. Update on the plane crash at Stagecoach. And then we have our Nevada legislature segment. It's John Potter with Jay Biggs.
It's live and local right here on 99.1 FM Talk. And in Smith & Mason Valley, it is 92.3.